Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Blessings Podcast. I am Mitzi Campbell, your host, and today I am bringing you a short and sweet bite-sized blessing on the topic of difficult experiences. This is influenced by a book that I am reading right now. Books are teachers, and for me, they're some of my greatest teachers. As we read books in personal development, it's our job to look for ways that we can use the tools that are presented in these books to assist us in living our best lives. This is the way I approach books, and this is the way I teach people in my book club community to approach books. And so right now, I am on Audible listening to a book by Michael A. Singer. The book is called The Surrender Experiment, and it's about the idea that we can surrender to the universe and to life, and that life has a bigger and better plan for us. It's a fantastic book, and I highly recommend it. But a point that Michael Singer makes in the book that really struck me was that the idea of difficult experiences in life, that they do not have to lead to psychological scars. Now, Gabor Mate also talks a lot about the idea of psychological scars and how trauma is stored in the body. But Singer's point is that when you move with the flow of life, that this does not have to be your fate, that your psychological scars are something that you're in control of by allowing yourself to move with the flow of life and allowing yourself to live and learn and move through experiences as if they are happening for you and not to you. So it is very true that you can have experiences in your life that do cause those scars. And the way that trauma is stored in the body is a very real thing. But while this is true, and it does make a lot of sense, particularly when you read some of the material or listen to the material that Gabor Mate puts out, you can understand and you can relate to things that are happening in your body relative to things that have happened in your life. But that was before you knew what I'm about to tell you today, that you actually don't have to be a victim of your circumstances, that you actually can take control over whether or not your experiences form scars. So the fact is that it is not an inevitability that trauma has to wreak havoc in the body. It is not an automatic consequence of trauma that you receive scars. It does not mean that if you have trauma happening in your life, even currently, that trauma is going to have a physical effect on you later on. It's not a done deal. You have control over this because there is a way to mitigate trauma as you are going through it. And this is through awareness. Now, let's keep in mind that there can be capital T trauma and small T trauma, and that my broken arm may not even bother me as much as your stubbed toe bothers you. And this is the way that trauma works. It is not necessarily the case that a situation in your life or an experience in your life that is difficult can affect you as deeply as a similar experience might affect someone else. We are all very unique in our experiences of difficult situations, of trauma, of harm, of hurt, of neglect, of betrayal, etc. I will never forget going through a particularly difficult experience that I had in a relationship with someone, and there were some very challenging things going on at that time. In fact, it was the most challenging part of my life to date. And I was very upset at the time. And I am an empath. I am a highly sensitive person. I feel things very deeply. And maybe you're like this. Maybe you feel emotion very strongly. I feel emotion in my body. And I do feel it as a physical symptom. And at the time, I was expressing very strong emotions that I was feeling, and this was coming across to this person as much more unnecessarily profound than it needed to be. And this person said to me that my level of despair was inappropriate to the situation. And I'll never forget that, because I thought to myself, well, who are you to determine the validity of my despair? It's my despair. I'm hurt. When we experience emotion, that emotion belongs to us. It's ours. We feel what we feel, and that is real. It is true. And that one person may not feel the same experience at the same depth as another. You can go through exactly the same experience with someone right by your side and not feel it the same way. That is just the way life is. That is the way we are as human beings. It's the beauty of being human that we're so unique, because we are different in that some of us are more deeply in touch with our emotions. Some of us are better at repressing them. Some of us are able to compartmentalize things or to not take things as personally. And really, this is the beauty of life, that we have our own individual, unique human experiences. This is a good thing. But what Michael A. Singer is saying in his book is that we can mitigate our difficult experiences or our traumas, whatever you want to call these things that happen in life that are upsetting, that are challenging, that we struggle with. We can mitigate them by engaging in the practice of awareness as we have the experiences or shortly thereafter, because we do have the power as human beings to learn. This is our purpose on this planet. Our purpose here is to learn. And this is why we are presented with lessons time and time again. Many times, in fact, we are presented with the same lesson until we learn it. And there are opportunities to learn in every experience, the good experiences and the bad experiences. And once we figure out that we have choices, we have the power, that we are miraculous, magical beings in that way, then we get what I like to call golden opportunity. We get the golden opportunity moments where we get to spin the threads of our lives into golden threads. Life is a big, beautiful tapestry. And we are all interwoven to create this fabric of life. And every experience that we have makes up our thread. And our thread contributes to the whole tapestry. And you can make your thread a golden thread of significance, something that changes the makeup of all the other threads that it's connected to. You have the power to do that every time you take an experience and turn it into a lesson. And the people in this world who have the most difficult time, the most difficult experiences, those are the people with the big, heavy, thick gold threads in the tapestry of life, because they have the biggest lessons. It's like when you get a cut. One of my earliest memories is that I was playing in my living room in our small house. And my mother was standing right next to where I was playing. She was working in the kitchen, probably at the sink. We had this white ceramic farm sink, very small little house, small little kitchen. And I was right there, but I had gotten into her magazines, and she kept her magazines in a container. I believe that she made this container by covering a large can, like the kind of can that you would get pretzels in, you know, those big cans. She covered the outside of it with some fabric that was a dark red color. And I remember that I pulled the magazines out of this container, and I decided that I was going to climb into the container. So I crawled into it, and I must have been younger than two because I was very small to fit into that container. But the problem was that I got stuck. And actually, as I'm thinking about this, I don't even think I could walk. I was kind of crawling around and just sort of playing with this container in these magazines right next to my mom on the floor, like a baby plays. But I got into this container and I got stuck and I screamed because I was trying to get out and I couldn't get out. And there was something sharp in the container. And my mother was very upset. I remember her just being very distraught and I was crying and she was crying and I could not get out and she couldn't get me out. And I think my butt must have been plugged inside of this pretzel container until finally I just struggled and she was pulling and trying to figure out what to do. And I ended up getting out. But in the process, there was a jagged piece of metal somewhere in the container and it cut my back very badly. And I remember coming out and feeling it cutting the line in my back. And I remember her just being very upset. And she called my dad and there was some discussion about whether I should go to the hospital. But in the end, they decided that I would not need stitches, that it would heal. And so they did not take me to the hospital. And the cut did heal into a very big scar, which I still have to this day on my lower back. Now, if my parents had taken me to the hospital for stitches, I might not have a visible scar at all by this time in my life. It might be totally gone. There might be no evidence that this accident ever happened. Because it makes a difference whether something heals on its own or whether a professional plastic surgeon stitches it back together tightly and neatly with the right kind of thread. And that's exactly what happens when you experience a traumatic event or a deeply emotional event or something really difficult in your life. It can cut you, but you have the power to thread the needle as the plastic surgeon of your own life. You have the power to treat your wounds so that later on, they do not form a scar. You are in control of your own scars. How powerful is that? Have you ever thought about that before? You're in control. What you do today is going to determine whether or not you have a scar later on. Think about that and let it soak in. The thing is that many of us do not realize this is a fact because for so long we did not have control. Maybe you did not have choices, especially when you were small or powerless somehow. But as you go through life, you gain power and you gain awareness. And part of that awareness is realizing that you have choices, that you do have control, that you have agency over yourself, that you have agency over your learning, that you have agency over your healing and your growth, and that you can choose. You can choose grace, you can choose dignity, you can choose pride, and you can choose education in any situation. Even in the worst situations where things look very dark, even if your level of despair seems inappropriate to others, you can transmute any experience into a positive life lesson. And this will reduce the possibility that trauma will take hold in your body in the form of illness or symptoms or scars later on. You do not have to take on psychological scars. So if you are going through something difficult right now, then this is an especially timely message for you. Because I want you to think about what you can learn. I want you to think about what the experiences that you have in life, the things that you are going through, are meant to teach you. Because it's not for nothing. Things are happening for us and not to us. And even when those things seem unexplainable or insurmountable or just really freaking hard, they are happening for us to teach us something that is going to make us better, something that is for our highest good in the long run, And it is for us as individuals to figure out what those lessons are, and not only to be able to understand what those lessons are, but then to take that information, separate it out from the emotion of the situation, and use it as data to inform our lives moving forward. Lessons must lead to change. Lessons that do not lead to change are unlearned, and lessons that do not lead to change will be repeated. My advice is to move through life as a student and as a teacher. You are constantly being given lessons every single day. Small lessons, big lessons, and then in turn, once you understand what the lessons are, what they're doing there in your life, what they're meant to teach you, and then you respond by making the appropriate shifts and changes to incorporate those lessons into the fabric of your life, you can slip into the role of teacher. You can teach yourself, you can teach others, and you can approach the world from a place of open-mindedness and willingness to move with the flow of life. When things happen in life that challenge us, we can struggle a bit. We can tussle with them, and we can even feel harmed at times. But we do not need to internalize the scars. We can be wounded, and we can treat ourselves with the care and healing that tends us toward learning and allows us to stitch up those scars, stitch up those cuts, just like the most skilled plastic surgeon, so that as we move through those places in life where we've been cut, eventually they'll be barely noticeable. Thank you for listening. I hope this helped you in some way to understand something about yourself that you didn't see before. Perhaps you've uncovered a blind spot. And if you have something to say about it, please send me a message, because I love to hear your response. I want to hear what you think about this episode and if it touched something in you. And if it did, or if you know someone who needs to hear this, please go ahead and share it with someone you love. And if it resonated with you, please go onto the show's homepage and leave me a 5-star review and a rating, so that the Blessings podcast can grow and flourish and reach the people who need to hear these conversations and messages. Now, go on out there and learn something today, big or small.